Hey, honey, you doing okay in there? Hey, I was just passing by and I thought I heard you crying in here. What's going on? It's okay. You can tell me. I'm your mother. You can tell me anything. Okay. All right. Well, being uncircumcised is nothing to be worried about. It's perfectly normal. What made you think that being uncircumcised was a bad thing? Porn. You've been watching porn. How long have you? You know what? Never mind. It doesn't matter. You're a growing boy. It's perfectly natural. It's all good. You must not watch a lot of porn, though, because there are plenty of male porn stars that are uncircumcised. Trust me, I've seen my fair share of porn. Hey, don't give me that look. Circumcision is slowly becoming less popular. When you were born, circumcising newborn boys was a common choice for parents to make. But did you know that your father is uncircumcised? Yeah, so we decided when you were born that we would keep your penis intact, just like his is. Plus, there are plenty of benefits for having a foreskin. The foreskin has nerve endings that makes the penis sensitive to the touch. That means when you have sex, you'll be having so many sensations that circumcised men will never have. And that is a huge advantage. So, do you feel any better about being uncircumcised? No. Okay, what can I do to change your mind? Do you want me to show you that being uncircumcised is a blessing and not a curse? Okay. All right. Well, take off your pants and pull down your underwear. You masturbate, right? Well, duh. You're watching porn, so of course you do. Sorry. So, what do you use to lubricate things when you're stroking your cock? Do you use lotion or lube? Please tell me you don't do it with a dry hand. Okay, well, let's look around and see what we can find. Oh, here we go. Why didn't you just tell me that you had lotion in your bedside table? It's fine. All right, well, let's see. I'll squeeze some of this into my hand, and we'll get your cock nice and hard so I can work with it. So first I'll start stroking your cock until it gets hard enough for me. There you go. That's it, son. Get it hard for your mother. Just relax. Relax and let all that blood flow into your cock. See how I slowly squeeze your shaft until it starts throbbing in my hands. Is that it? You can get harder for me. I know you can. There you go. That's better. All right. Now we can get started. Can you feel this? You feel how sensitive your cock is getting as I slowly blow cool air from my warm, moist mouth up and down the length of your cock. Feels good, doesn't it? Now, tell me how it feels when I start doing this. Do you like that? That's your mother licking your foreskin. All those nerve endings are just going wild right now. I can feel how excited you're getting. Your balls are fucking tight. Having a foreskin feels good, doesn't it? Plus, it gives the girl that's giving you the blowjob something to play with. She can suck the foreskin. She can nibble on it. Or, better yet, this is your father's favorite. She can stick her tongue in it like this. Do you like how my tongue swirls around the inside of your foreskin? Teasing the head of your cock? You like that a lot, I can tell. I can taste your pre-cum. That's it. Do that for me. Come in my mouth. I know you're ready to explode. Okay. Come in my mouth, son. Do it. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? And I told you, you had nothing to worry about. Having a foreskin is a good thing. Now go finish cleaning yourself up. Your father will be home soon, and I haven't even started dinner yet.